listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Wednesday edition of the show. We're going to talk a little bit about Bachelorette filming, Jen's date yesterday. I've got a tad of information. Not a lot. Also talk about her men that I went over yesterday. Also, we've got two possible, one confirmed Bachelor Nation relationship yesterday that was a long time coming. And we've also got one that we know will be hard launched at some point soon. We just haven't gotten it just yet. Instagram has an update for, I guess, special people. I'm not one of them. Neither is Bachelor Data. We talked about this yesterday. Vanderpump Rules, I've got some thoughts on that, and also Lovers and Liars. We'll get to all that momentarily.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So I want to start real quickly with Lovers and Liars, in that is basically F-Girl Island. They renamed the show Lovers and Liars. It premieres next Thursday, but they did show a preview on Monday night. I didn't realize they showed the whole episode. I thought they were going to show like the first 10 minutes or something just to get people interested. But some of you watched it. Some of you haven't watched it. But it's going to air every Thursday. I told you yesterday, trying to get Nikki Glaser on to talk about the show. She is basically starting a tour soon, so she is unavailable. So we're going to get Benedict on. Benedict, who's one of the three leads, who has been on the podcast before and who was great, very funny guy. And we're going to talk to him again on Thursday's podcast. I'm recording with him today, and I don't think it's going to be something that, I hate talking about interviews before I record them, but this is being done through the CW. So we've confirmed and everything. So I have a feeling that it's going through. I don't think they're going to cancel or he's going to cancel. So we're going to talk to Benedict this week about Lovers and Liars to preview the season. And, you know, all three leads are people that everyone's familiar with. This is Benedict's third season. He was on season 2 and season 3 of F-Boy Island. Now he's the lead in Lovers and Liars. We've got Casey, who's on his third season. He was on season 1 and season 2 of F-Boy Island. Now he's a lead. And then we've got CJ, who was on season 3 and is now a lead on this season. So they're definitely going with familiarity on this show. But if you watch the episode, if you watch the preview on Monday, you will notice that, you know, when you watched F-Boy Island, you talk about some of these guys, and some of you, I'm sure, just shook your head at the way they acted, the way they talked, how hot shit they thought they were. Hey, it's the same thing for the women. I mean, these women absolutely have no shame, absolutely have no problem telling anybody I'm an F-boy or I'm an F-girl, and you guys wouldn't make my roster back home, you know. So they're just as confident as the men are, and it's kind of refreshing to see this, because we've only seen it from one side, which is a bunch of men being douches. And we're going to get women being very outspoken and very upfront about the fact that they have a roster back home. So look for Benedict on tomorrow's weekly podcast. As for Bachelorette, one thing to report, yesterday was a public date in Melbourne. I've been corrected. I was saying Melbourne. I think I've always said Melbourne ever since I was in, grammar school. We first learned about Australia, which was in, what was it, sixth grade? I think sixth grade is where we all had to do a report on a country. I ended up with Sweden. I have no ties to Sweden whatsoever. I think I may have told this story before. I wanted Belgium because everybody that did a report had to bring, along with doing a report, standing up in front of the class and talking about the country itself, which basically everyone just got out of an encyclopedia and just plagiarized it like I did. You also had to provide a food from that country to give to the class. And I wanted Belgium because I wanted to give everyone a Belgian waffle. And this guy who ended up getting Belgium, I'll never forget this. He beat me out because it was just like you had to basically raise your hand for what country you wanted. And the teacher decided based on your argument. And this guy said he had family in Belgium. And I'm like, I got nothing. So anyway, for his food, he brought Belgian waffles. Well, he claimed they were Belgian waffles. All he literally did was go to the store probably that morning, the day his report was due, and just bought a bunch of waffles that were at Ralph's or something like that and claimed, like, these are Belgian waffles. And he just gave everyone one of them, not heated up, no syrup, nothing. It was just like, here's a cold waffle. It was just, I could not believe it, but this was also 1987, so go figure. Now people will probably bring in their own chef to prepare a meal for the whole class from a country. Where was I going with this? I don't even remember. Oh, the fact that I've been mispronouncing Melbourne my whole life. I guess it's Melbourne. Anyway, date yesterday in Melbourne. It was public. I don't know who was on it. There have been no pictures or videos. What I do know is that a local Australian comedian performed at it because they posted it on their Instagram story and their Instagram feed. So they posted it on Monday that they were going to be performing for The Bachelor, and they also cover the show as well. So I had never heard of this comedian, but they performed at it. So I don't know if that means it's one of our typical group dates where the guys have to perform stand-up or do a roast or something like that. But just know that's what yesterday's date was in Melbourne. Haven't heard anything else in regards to what's going on in Melbourne and whatnot. Yesterday, I told you the guys that had major changes in their social media since Monday when, or last Monday, when the guys were officially announced and thrown up on the Bachelorette Facebook page. And I said, look, I've just put asterisks next to them. I don't know for sure who's been eliminated outside of, I know Jonathan Hess never made initial cast because he was back in Mississippi on Thursday, and he had actually gone public on Wednesday, which was the day before filming started. So he's the only one I know 1,000% that never made casting. All the other names that I mentioned yesterday, the, you know, Brendan and Corbin and Dakota, Hassan. Hassan's definitely gone, probably after night one, just because he posted an Instagram story. He didn't just change his follower count. He went public and he posted an Instagram story hiking at Red Rock. So he's out. And then Moe's and Ricky, and then I said, you know, Sam McKinney was somebody that was public at the time of posting, so he probably gained followers then, and I didn't write it down. And Jahan is another one who I was emailed yesterday when I posted him. He was public as well. See, I didn't write that down. I totally forgot. So I'm just keeping a note. I don't know who for sure outside of Jonathan, who never made the cast, and it looks like Hassan got booted after night one. That's it. That's all I know for sure. And obviously, we're going to have the answers to all this later on in the season. It's just something to keep your interest for the short term. But other than that, I don't know for sure who's out or whatever. But yesterday's date definitely involved a local comedian in Australia. So maybe I'll find out that it was like a roast or the guys had to perform stand-up. But it definitely involved a comedian because they posted it on their Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, did you know this? I didn't know this till yesterday, until someone I followed, who actually happens to be a former Bachelor contestant from years ago, and somebody that I still follow to this day on Instagram. When have they gone to the change? Well, I know the answer now, but did you know they went to the change where some people are allowed to do 15 pictures on a feed carousel? I did not know this until I saw yesterday somebody that I follow posted 15 pictures. And so I Googled it, and I found an article from 2 weeks ago where Instagram basically admitted, yes, we have rolled out to a select number of people the option to actually put 15 photos in your feed carousel instead of the max of 10. I tried yesterday doing it just to see, and it stopped me at 10. So I have not been approved. I texted Bachelor Data about it. She hasn't been approved either. So I don't know the rhyme or reason why some people are allowed to do 15 and some are still only allowed to do 10 and who they decided to choose to do that. You know, the person I follow is not just, she's not a major poster, but she uses Instagram occasionally. So it just seems like it's a random algorithm that allows certain people to post 15. It even said that some people are allowed to post 20. And I guess they're just tinkering with it. And maybe they will go to a universal, hey, 15 max or maybe even 20 max, which is a lot of photos. But yeah, did not know that until yesterday about Instagram. Did you guys know that? I had no idea. So just know, if you want to go check your own Instagram page, just pretend like you're putting something in your feed. Go to your photo album and click 10 photos, and then click on an 11th. If it goes to 11, then obviously you can do 15, or even if it gets you go to 15, try clicking another photo to see if it goes to 20. But that's really the only way you can know. And unfortunately, I'm not special enough. Oh well.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day, or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay, let's talk about some relationships going on in Bachelor Nation. There was one story the other day by Us Magazine where they asked Jason Tardik about the rumors that he's been dating Kat Stickler, who is a TikTok single mom. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of her and seen her stuff. I think she's very funny. She's about the most spunky, peppy woman on. I really like her. I really like her stuff. I think she's creative. I think she's funny. And they've asked Jason about it because if you follow either of them, you know, look, it's clear they are seeing each other. Jason's not hiding anything, or he's not, you know, they say he's being coy in his answers. It's like, Jason, we all know you're dating her. Like, all you have to do is follow both of them. They're literally posting from the same hotel rooms numerous times on their stories. All you got to do is look. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that they've been in the same location, if not the same hotel room, numerous times over the last 2 or 3 months. But I get it. He's still somewhat fresh, even though it was this summer, his breakup with Caitlin, and he doesn't necessarily have to post about every woman that he dates. But it's clear that he's been seeing Kat Stickler, and he just is not ready to hard launch yet. They're basically soft launching by posting from the same location. God knows how many times I've seen it. So, but it's his decision. That's fine. I just want to make people know that, like, there's no, like, are they or aren't they? They clearly are. It's just a matter of when they plan on going public. And, you know, this is a situation where it could be something where they don't need to maybe hard launch. And, you know, you look at things, and I'm just looking at it from an outsider's perspective. It could just be two people that are attracted to each other that are having fun. Because, look, Kat Stickler is a single mom in Florida, and she ain't moving. She can't move. She's got a child. And Jason doesn't strike me as someone that's looking to move to Florida anytime soon. So where is it going? If this goes anywhere, it would mean Jason would have to pack up and move from Nashville down to Florida, which means, well, what happens with Ramen and Pino? He's just going to never see them. Caitlin's certainly not going to ship them off to Miami every couple weeks. Like, that's why when I see this relationship clearly happening between Jason and Kat, to me it just seems like two people that are having fun, because I don't know how this is. I mean, it will get serious in a year or two, and maybe Jason will make the move to Florida. We know that she isn't moving to Nashville anytime soon. She isn't moving out of Florida because she has custody with her child in Florida. I don't know. Maybe Jason wants to move to Florida at some point. Seems like he travels a lot. Like, he's all over the country. And this is just like, hey, I like my time with Kat. We enjoy each other's company. We like hooking up. Like, it just seems like that's what this is. So I'm not putting too much stock into it. However, there was a hard launch yesterday in Bachelor Nation. Now, this is a couple that I was told about 3 months ago. And once again, if you follow both of them on Instagram, they were two people that clearly were obvious they had been dating each other for the last few months, but had not hard launched until yesterday. And that's Kipton and Angela Amezcua. Angela was on, I can't remember what season of Paradise, two or three seasons ago? 3 seasons ago, maybe. Remember, she was involved with Clay for a little bit. And well, I don't even remember. But Angela Amezcua and Kipton Locke, Kipton from the Kipton and Tenley fame, they both hard launched yesterday, saying they had been dating. The caption read that, you know, keeping this secret for months. But I've known about this for 3 months because I've been texting with somebody about it. And we would always inform each other when the other one posted an Instagram story and the other one was clearly in the same exact place. Like, they would both post Instagram stories from the same place, but once again, not the other one in the Instagram story because they didn't want to, I guess, let anybody know. I don't, you know, these people have their own reasons why they don't want a hard launch, and maybe they don't want a hard launch until they feel that it's serious. But Kipton and Angela hard launched yesterday, so they are now an official couple, even though they've been dating for 3 months. Moving on to Vanderpump Rules. Last night's episode was, I you know, when we talked to Kate Casey a couple weeks ago, she had said, like, this seems to be the last season. And if it is, that's unfortunate. I can tell you, if it doesn't end this season and it goes to a season 12, I can't see any scenario where Ariana stays on the show. She seems miserable. She also seems like she's well above this show now. Look, she's gotten super rich off this. She got Dancing with the Stars. She's now the new host of Love Island. They shit-canned Wells' wife, Sarah Hyland, for Ariana. Ariana's the new host of Love Island, if you didn't know that. So, I mean, she's got everything going for her. Kind of like what Sheena said in the episode. Like, you won, Ariana. It's almost like, and I, you know, if you go back to the episodes where we saw the footage of her and Sandoval's first conversation after the cheating scandal and whatnot, and she was going off on him, and just those whole 2 weeks where everybody found out that Tom had been having an affair with Rachel, Ariana was just everybody's darling, and everybody felt sorry for Ariana. You watch this season of Vanderpump Rules, and I'm sorry, this editing is making Ariana look like the villain and giving the sympathetic edit to Tom Sandoval. You can't tell me that it's not, because there's no way what we saw back in March is what we're seeing now, because everything is about just Tom getting destroyed and Ariana saying the things that she did to him. And look, she has a right to. She doesn't like the guy, but I think a lot of people feel that it's not necessary for her to continually go off on him. It's just like Sheena said, you've won, Ariana. You have America, or had America, 1,000% behind you. You don't need to blow up at him. You don't need to scream at him. Just ignore him and just say, I don't want to be a part of this. Like, when she sat there at the reunion show and said, I will never film with him, we all knew that was bullshit, and this is exactly what we're getting. Of course she's going to film with him. But this edit that she's getting isn't making her look good at all. And I'm Team Ariana. I am not siding with Sandoval whatsoever in any of this. I never will side with him. And I don't even know, you know, obviously I know the story, and I know he carried on an affair. But you look back to March, and then you look back to what we're seeing now, you know, March of last year, you know, when it aired, and when they filmed it in March and it aired in May, you know, here we are a year later. It's just, I'm not saying the tides have turned on Ariana, but I know a lot of people watching the show are just like, okay, Ariana, we get it. And it's not like they're accepting of what Sandoval did. Nobody's accepting of it. It just seems like, Ariana, you've had so many positive things happen in your life now because of this. And your star is on the rise. She said, what did I hear that, like, you know, she's in Chicago, that the play, and it set like the all-time gate record and on the shows that she performed in. And I think Caitlin Bristow gave her a glowing review. Not that Caitlin Bristow is, you know, a play critic, but she said she absolutely loved it. But it wasn't just Caitlin. You read any critic, and they're saying she absolutely destroyed Chicago in a good way, like getting rave reviews. She's getting the hosting gig for Love Island. Like, everything is happening positive for her. And she is so bigger than this show now. So I can't see her appearing much next season, if at all. I got to believe if they have a next season, she'll appear at some point. But I can't imagine her being a full-time cast member. Why would she want to be? She looks miserable all season long. Everything she says is seemingly her being miserable about Sandoval and everything that happened. It's just like, why does she need that? She's got so many other positive things going on in her life. But it's just really interesting watching the edit this season, because they are certainly making Sandoval, giving him the sympathetic edit and giving Ariana the, I don't want to say, maybe villain is a strong word, but she's not getting the edit that she got when we saw the footage for the first time. And Sandoval, you know, couldn't admit that what he did was wrong, and he blamed her for their lack of sex and blamed her for the deterioration of their relationship. Like, she was just, everybody felt sorry for her at that point, and she was just riding that high. And now it seems like she's getting a little too big for her britches. I saw a story, and I read a story in Us Weekly yesterday about the fact that she doesn't talk to her brother anymore. And her brother's like, look, I love my sister to death, but I had to side with my fiance because Ariana has said some things that I had to choose between my sister and my fiance. So who do I choose? The person I'm going to live with for the rest of my life or my sibling? And I had to choose, and I've chosen my fiance. He thinks they'll eventually make up, but, you know, she's having issues with her brother. Now, I don't know what she said or did that has caused this rift between her brother and her brother's fiance, you know, Ariana and her brother's fiance. I don't know what she has said, but her brother admitted, we don't talk anymore. And it's because she has said some things that I didn't appreciate about my fiance. So, again, it just doesn't look good for her. And I think she's above this. She doesn't need this. And I understand she went through hell last year. Finding out that your boyfriend of 9 years was having an affair with your best friend, I totally understand it. But after everything that's good that's happened to her in the last year, you would think she would just be like, I don't need this in my life. Like, she doesn't need to yell at Tom to get out of the house. She doesn't need to say, stop looking at me, stop talking to me. It just is, it's too much. Just, I don't know, remove yourself from the situation and move on. I just, she has every right to be mad at him. She has every right to never speak to him the rest of her life. I totally get that. It's just the screaming and the yelling when it's just like, just be like, I'm done with you. You're so beneath me. You're so not worth my time. I'm leaving. You know, just do it that way. That's all I'm asking. And finally, one last thing. I forgot to mention this in the Bachelor talk. We talked about April Fool's jokes that a lot of Bachelor Nation people played. And I recorded yesterday's podcast before the Charity and Dalton stuff happened. And, you know, people were messaging me, are they broken up? Did you see their posts? They've taken pictures off of their Instagram page of each other. And I'm like, I mean, it's just the timing just is, this is too coincidental. We literally just saw them a week ago, and we saw them on a bunch of people's Instagram stories after the fact from the show on the After the Final Rose and the After Party. There's no way this is real. And, of course, it ended up being an April Fool's joke. I think these people need a masterclass in what's considered funny and what's considered an April Fool's joke. I don't understand what exactly Charity and Dalton were going for, pulling an April Fool's joke that said, essentially, I mean, they didn't release a statement that we're broken up, but it was clear what they were doing. It's like, so your April Fool's prank is, let's let everybody think that we're broken up, even though we know we're going to tell them 24 hours later that we aren't. I don't understand the mindset behind that, why you would even think it's funny, why you would even want anyone to engage in that. what's the point? I don't, you know, people can do what they want. I just think that was a horrible April Fool's prank. It just wasn't funny and it wasn't productive whatsoever. It's almost like, to me, it was the Katie, 12 Days of Messy that I called her out for at the time. I'm just like, I just don't see the point of this. What are you trying to accomplish by hard launching your new boyfriend so close to the Blake breakup? And then, she ended up realizing after the fact and made a public statement about, wow, I totally misread the room on that. I'm sorry. Which I was calling out at the time. I'm like, I guarantee Katie is going to regret this. It might be 6 months down the line. It might be 12 months down the line. But she's going to regret ever doing 12 months of Messy or 12 weeks of Messy. And it took her maybe 3 days to realize, oh, shit, yeah, that wasn't a good idea. We all make mistakes. It wasn't the worst mistake in the world. She's not a horrible person for doing it. But in the moment, it's very simple to call these people out. And Charity and Dalton, that was just a bad prank. It just wasn't funny and it wasn't productive. I don't see what the gain is. With Becca Martinez, who did Grayson and I are appearing on the season two of Couple to Thruple, and she really went out of her way to produce, some artwork and put her, I totally get that because that can fool some people. Now, I think April Fool's pranks are just dumb in general, so nothing about them really is all that funny to me because we're all going to know it's fake 24 hours later, even if we believed it for the time it had aired and the time that we are aware of it. It's like, okay, great, 24 hours later, we realize it's a joke, and we're like, oh, okay. And we just move on with our lives. Like, I just don't see the point of it. But for Charity and Dalton, why would you want to make people think you broke up for 24 hours? I don't know. I don't get it. But maybe I'm not supposed to. Anyway, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review. But you got to hit play. If you miss an episode, just go back and hit play. I'd really appreciate it. Tomorrow, we got 3 podcasts coming. We got the interview with Benedict Polisi for our weekly podcast. Then, obviously, Daily Roundup and Sports Daily. Today's Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now, so check that out. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it, and I will talk to you tomorrow. See ya!
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.